This news update is being brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe. You'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. They're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept. Good morning from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news for the hour. A Huron County man is moving toward sentencing after entering a plea in circuit court. Tommy Joe Britt appeared before Judge Prill to face a charge of sexually delinquent person. Britt entered a no-contest plea to the count. Under the terms of the plea agreement, both the prosecution and defense have stipulated to a sentencing guideline range of 12 to 20 months. The charge carries a maximum potential sentence of 1 day to life, and Britt will be required to register as a Tier 1 sex offender for 15 years. Judge Prill set sentencing date for September 21st at 9 a.m. Britt's bond remains at $10,000, 10%, which has been posted. Effective immediately, he is to be entered into the SORA system. And the Caseville Police Department Chief Deborah Hopkins Lung issued a special notice to dog owners. The Caseville Cemetery will no longer allow dogs to be walked in the cemetery due to the owners not cleaning up after their dog has defecated. The city, the township, and St. Rock's Church are each in agreement about the decision, according to Hopkins Lung. Also, the police department noted a ring has been found, and to claim it, you can call 989-856-3304 if you can identify what it looks like and if it fits. A Huron County man is headed to prison following a sentencing hearing. Lucas Paul Davidson appeared in circuit court for two counts of resisting and obstructing a police officer and a probation violation. The defense cited Davidson's mental health history and requested a jail sentence with probation. The prosecution argued against this, citing reports of poor behavior in the Huron County Jail and his history of non-cooperation with mental health services. The court determined Davidson's actions were volitional, despite his mental health history. On the probation violation, Davidson was unsuccessfully discharged with time served. For the resisting and obstructing charges, court has sentenced him to 2 years and 3 months to 4 years in the Michigan Department of Corrections with credit for 273 days already served. Davidson must pay fines, fees, and costs. And the mural on M53 in the city of Marlette that reflects the community's heritage is done. The mural is 55 feet by 75 feet, fittingly. The canvas for the artwork is Michigan Agricultural Commodities Building, which is locally known as the North Mill. The painting, which is named Generations of Farming, showcases agriculture that helped to build the community and the Thumb area that has some of the richest farmland in the world. The mural project is part of the effort to make the downtown area welcoming and celebrating the area's roots in agriculture. Kevin Burdick of Scrapes Designs was the artist who did the work. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsor.
This is Paul from Murphy's Bakery in Bad Axe. Every morning, before the sun comes up, our ovens are already going. The mixers are running, the dough is rising, and the whole place smells like home. We bake fresh every single day. Breads, donuts, cookies, pastries, and all the classics you grew up with. If you stop in early, you'll catch the racks coming out warm, and there's nothing better than that first bite of something made from scratch with real high-quality ingredients. Whether you're grabbing breakfast for the office, picking up a dozen donuts for the kids, or just treating yourself to a hot coffee and sweet roll, we're here for you. So swing by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe. We're up early, we're baking fresh while you sleep, and we'd love to see you. Murphy's Bakery, we bake fresh daily.
And we have one obituary today. On July 18th, Francis Kasiba passed away. Francis Josephine was born on December 15th, 1922. In 1945, on June 8th, Fran became Miss Isidore Izzy Kasiba at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Parisville. Fran is survived by her daughters Mary and Sandy, her grandson, great-granddaughter, great-grandsons, and sisters. Visitation for Fran's final goodbyes will be on Wednesday, July 22nd, beginning at 10 a.m. until Christian burial at 11:30 a.m. at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Rapson, following a walk with Fran to finalize her resting place at the church cemetery. In lieu of flowers or mass offerings, Fran's request, your generosity to the St. Thomas Aquinas Outreach Mass, OLLH Catholic School in Harbor Beach, or the St. Joseph Catholic Church Cemetery and Rapson Fund. Arrangements have been handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. You can share your memories online at ramseyfh.com.
For over 85 years, families across the thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 12-month or 12,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the thumb say, you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall, a name built on trust right here in the thumb.
While shopping downtown Bad Axe, don't forget to stop by Flannery Auto Mall, Buckley Shoes, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection.
And we're back for a look at your national and international news. Trade tensions between Washington and Ottawa escalated sharply overnight as a new 50% tariff took effect on a broad range of Canadian imports, including dairy, timber, and automotive components. Federal officials have cited unresolved cross-border disputes over trade protections and market access as the primary catalyst for the steep duties. The sudden rate hike has immediately sent shockwaves through regional shipping networks and manufacturing sectors along the northern border. Economists caution that consumer prices on affected agricultural goods could rise sharply if negotiations remain stalled. Canadian trade representatives are scheduling emergency sessions with federal courts to challenge the administrative action. International negotiators in the Middle East have put forward a temporary 10-day ceasefire proposal designed to help intensifying military strikes and reopen critical humanitarian corridors. Regional diplomats report that the talks remain fragile as airstrikes continue to hit strategic sites and civilian infrastructure across contested sectors. Mediator teams are pressing all participating forces to accept terms that would allow aid convoys to reach isolated civilian pockets. Humanitarian agencies emphasize that time is running out to supply local medical centers facing severe shortages. High-level diplomatic consultations are continuing around the clock in neutral host cities. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall. East of downtown Bad Axe, you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe. And by Murphy's Bakery in downtown Bad Axe, they're open now with fresh baked breads, bagels, donuts, and other desserts that were baked while you slept.
Are you ready to get flattened with flavor? Get steamrolled by Murphy's Bakery Steamroller! You need protein? Murphy's Steamroller! It's not a wrap, it's not a burrito, it's its own thing! Hearty, handheld, and packed with flavor! It's time you get steamrolled! And what is a steamroller? You get a warm, fresh flatbread loaded with your choice of meat, cheese, veggies, sauce, then roll it up tight and lightly grill it! Served hot, it's time you get steamrolled! It's perfect for lunches, road trips, days you want something filling and don't want to slow down. Visit Murphy's Bakery at 110 West Huron in Bad Axe. Get steamrolled. Fresh ingredients, big flavor. Murphy's!
110 West Huron in Bad Axe.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes.